Luke chapter 2, begin to read at verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Well, here I am on the night shift. Not easy being a shepherd, you know. All those long, cold, dark nights. There's all them times when you just don't know what's going to come next. Will it be a wolf? Will it be a bear? Will it be a lion? Will it be somebody coming to try and steal those sheep? Well, that's not even the most difficult part. I mean, I'm sure you've heard what's said about shepherds. Have you heard them talk? Have you heard it? Make sure everything's locked up when a shepherd's about. And then people say how we're imaginative with the truth. You know, our witness isn't even accepted in a court of law. People just do not think shepherds are reliable. They just don't think they're the sort of people that can be counted upon to tell the truth. And you know what? The stereotype's true. I mean, I could tell you some stories. I could tell you about some people and some of the things that they've taken. If the truth be told, I could tell you about some of the things that I've done in the past. It doesn't make good reading. But things are different now. Ever since that night, it was amazing. Let me tell you about it. It was the night shift. We weren't a million miles away from here, just outside a town called Bethlehem. There we were, just round the fire, watching over the sheep. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, I don't mean just jumping out from behind a bush. I don't mean jumping out from behind a rock. I mean literally, out of nowhere, this angel appears. Now, I know what you're thinking. You know, pull the other one, it's got bells on. But it was real. No, we weren't asleep. We weren't imagining it. This angel appeared. It was just there in front of us. And what can only be described as the glory of the Lord shone around us. It wasn't just light. It was dazzling. It was so bright. And you know what? We were terrified. Absolutely terrified. We just didn't know what to do. See, we were outnumbered. Sure, we had sticks. Sure, we had some slings. But this was someone who could just appear out of nowhere. This was someone that had limitless, well, what seemed like to us, limitless power. And the reason I was so terrified, well, I'm a Jew. And I've been told some of the stories. I mean, I'm sure you've read some of them in the scriptures. You know the one? Well, you're probably thinking about the one about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, aren't you? Where an angel turned up to save them. But here's the problem. I'm no Shadrach, I'm no Meshach, and I'm no Abednego. They were putting their necks on the line for God, but not me. I mean, there were the lies. Those things I'd taken, but that's not the worst thing. See, the way I live my life, it wasn't the stealing, it wasn't the lies. My life was basically all about me. That was the biggest problem. The fact that I was living my life for me and not for him. See, the angel stories I were thinking about was the one like in Egypt. You know the one? Where the angel of death comes in judgment because of people who were not living for God. I was thinking, my number's up. This angel appears out of nowhere. We were utterly terrified. But then he spoke. Music to our ears. He said, "Do not be afraid." We were still pretty afraid, let me tell you. But then he carried on. He said, "I bring you good news of great joy." I can still hear him saying those words. Good news of great joy. Why? He went on. He said, "Because a Savior has been born, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign. You shall find the babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Now that blew our minds. See, we weren't Pharisees. Oh no, we weren't impressive like them. We weren't scribes. We weren't Sadducees. We weren't the Roman officials. We weren't even good people. We were nobodies living out on the hillside keeping watch over our sheep. And an angel came to us to tell us about this good news of great joy. We were utterly amazed. But before we had time to process it, before we had time to even think about it really, out of nowhere, countless angels appeared. Now, that's more angels than I'd seen in my life. I mean, up to this point, I'd only seen one. But then all of a sudden, there was a multitude. Us shepherds were pretty good at counting. But there was no way we could count all those angels. They were everywhere, giving praise to God, saying, "Glory to God, peace on earth and goodwill to men on whom his favor rests." Absolutely amazing. But then, as soon as they appeared, as quickly as they appeared, they just vanished. They were gone. And there we were, just the light of the fire, again, in total darkness. What did we do? Well, there was only one thing we could do. We took our sticks, we took our things, and we went as quickly as we could to Bethlehem. And we walked into this place. And there we saw them, this ordinary couple. There was nothing special about them. They were just ordinary people, Mary and Joseph. And we walked in and we told them the amazing thing that had happened to us. And let me tell you, they had some pretty amazing stories to tell us. And we praised God and then we left. And we thought, you know what? We need to tell everyone we can see and find about this good news, about a Savior who has been born. Now, I can imagine what they must have been thinking. Yeah, shepherds, yeah, well, a bit imaginative with the truth. What do they know? But we told everyone, and people were amazed. Now, that was a few years ago now. I mean, a lot of time's gone by, and I've had time to reflect. And one of the questions that keeps coming back into my mind was, why us? Out of everyone, why did God send the angel to us? Like I've said, we were people who often did things wrong. We would lie, we would steal. We were living our lives for us, not for God. So why did God choose to send an angel to us? And the more I think about it, the more I'm certain of the answer. God was making a statement. This good news is not just for the clever. It's not just for the pious. It's not just for the powerful. It's not just for those who live in temples. I think what God wanted us to know was that Christmas is good news for ordinary people. People like me. And let me tell you, that means people like you. Let me try and summarize it with an illustration that's close to my heart. It's like we are sheep and we have gone astray. We all live for ourselves. We've gone our own way. But God has taken all our sin, all our iniquity, and put it on Jesus, the Savior of the world. So that now anyone who believes in him, we can know rescue. We can have friendship with God. We can be back in the fold with the great shepherd. Christmas is good news for ordinary people.